Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you as always by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop. A little bit later on the show, we got our colleague check-in. Grant Paulson will join us at 8:20. Nate Davis from the USA Today at 9:20. But joining us right now, as he does every Monday at this time, is our pal John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Hey, John.
What up, fellas? How are you?
Hey, so, JK. Global perspective.
JK.
They're 10-5.
Yeah.
How stunned are you that they are 10-5? I mean, you watched them throughout the offseason, all the mini camps, all this stuff, and maybe you expected a turnaround, but 10-5?
No, I didn't expect that. Now, I think, like, once the season started going, you're like, you know what? And then you look at the schedule, you look at how they're playing, like, and you look at number five and think, yeah, I think you can get there. At the start of the season, no. I'd be lying if I said that, because what I kept saying at that time is that a couple things. One, I really liked their plan for building a long-term, sustainable, successful team, right? Like, you could see the vision. I think it's like long-term, it's going to be good. But short-term, I had no idea because you just didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I think what you felt in the spring and the summer was that there was an unusual bond between the players, and how would that matter, right? Like, you didn't know, but you knew it was there, and you knew that Jaden Daniels would be a good player because he gave no reason to suggest otherwise. Like, I was talking to someone else about, Zach Ertz, about this too, and he had told me before the season, he's not going to be good, he's good right now. Mm-hmm. And I asked him recently, why did you say that? He goes, because there was never this up and down, with his play in training camp, it was always very consistent. And so, like, you knew all that, but you didn't know how it would all fit or when. So, you know, I've seen them finishing very well, yeah. But 10 wins I think I'd be lying. I would be lying if I said I thought not just 10, but a chance to get to 11 or 12. I mean, That's the thing. It's not just 10-7. They have a chance to get to 11 or 12.
Yeah. Could they technically still win the division?
I think they could. I think they could, based on splitting with the Eagles, then it would come down to division records. So now here's this thing with
the Eagles got to lose out.
The Eagles have the Cowboys and the Giants both at home, so I can't imagine they're going to lose out. So
So, but you know, but again, like, I've covered this team since '94. I haven't covered a team that's won 11 games the regular season. So there's no way I could go into this season expecting this team in year one after a 4-win year, where you know the roster had to be rebuilt and still needs, you know, obviously still needs a little bit of work.
Of course.
There's no way you could expect this.
All right. There's so many plays and events in this game. I mean, whether it's injury to Hurts or drop balls or penalties, right? But we were talking about, JP and I were talking about this very first segment where we were breaking down the game. Can you explain why Dan Quinn decided to go for the 4th and 11 at the end of the third quarter? I know they were down a couple scores, but how many coaches in the league would do that? I don't think any.
No, I don't think you'd have many. And I was surprised by that.
I mean, it's not 4th and 3. It's 4th and 11.
No. And it's funny because with those 4th down, I know they're situational, but there have been a couple where, you know, the 4th and 3, was it a few weeks ago, was it against Dallas, I think it was, they missed the field goal, where he thought, okay, this is the time you go for it, and then you don't. And 4th and 11, it's like, at first I saw him out there, I was like, well, is this for real? And it was, and, you know, you needed a spark. And, you know, that's a roll of dice, and it worked because you have number 5.
Yeah.
The kid's pretty good. So, but yes, I was surprised by that.
I guess Dan just felt, look, if I get, even Kenny Pickett's back there, the backup, but if I give the ball back to Philly, they're just going to keep the ball for, you know, and burn some time.
And, you know, it's funny because it didn't really, there were so many things that came up in that game and so much focus on a big picture with this team after the game, as far with like Dan Quinn, as far as like, you know, Jaden Daniels, what the win means, et cetera. There was a lot more big picture than narrowing it down. I think today when we talk to him, we'll get to that one more specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, now they had done a good job of containing Barkley in the second half, but you are running out of time, and you do have a team that can control the ball. And what he knows is in the second half, that's when Barkley really kind of wears teams down and hits the big, big runs.
Yeah.
So you're right. Like, there, you know, will you get an opportunity, not just get the ball back, but get the ball back in position to do something, you know, to really still have an impact on the game.
Yeah, that was a huge play. And then there were so many of them, but it's 30-28. Jaden throws the pick, okay, with 3 minutes to go. The guy runs it back 30 yards, so they've got the ball inside the 30. But Devontae Smith drop. He had one drop the entire year, and he drops the ball. If he doesn't score, you know, he obviously gets a first down, and they're able to burn some clock, and Washington probably doesn't get the ball back. That was just a massive play as well.
Very, very big. Listen, the Eagles have 2 losses because of drops. Barkley had the drop against Atlanta.
Right.
And you know, you're right. Like, I can't say they had a lot. They lost because of that, but it certainly didn't. It certainly would have increased their chances greatly for winning. And but the, you know, Barkley had the drop against Atlanta earlier this year that would have sealed that game. So, you know, but that stuff happens.
Yeah,
so,
it does. It's football. You know, it's unpredictable league.
Yeah, Brian Robinson hadn't fumbled inside, you know, in the red zone, then it's different, but he did. So
yeah, talk about Brian. We have him on the show every Tuesday, so we'll talk to him tomorrow. I'm hoping he's in a good spot mentally, but you could see on the sideline, you know, he had the towel over his head, and he was very upset. But talk about that, the 2 fumbles, and then essentially he was benched.
Yeah, and, you know, he still was getting carries in the second half, so it's not like he didn't go back in. He still got carries after that. He came out the next series right away. So,
but they were giving it to McNichols and Rodriguez later.
Yeah, but that's also part of what they always do anyway.
Okay.
And so I wouldn't say that was because of the fumbles. It's not like they haven't done that all year, right? Mm-hmm. So they've done that all year. And, you know, I think there are some runs that maybe are a little bit better with someone else too, and so that's always been part of their package. So those are the only 2 fumbles he's had all year,
right?
So it's, you know, it's not like,
I mean, he never fumbled in college. They always talked about he never fumbled in college,
right? And so, like, the first one, it was Jalen, you know, Jalen Carter is a freaking dude up front.
He's a beast,
and he, you know, he quickly wins and gets in there and strips the ball right away. So, like, it's not, again, if it was a perpetual problem, then I think then you would have seen what we saw with Antonio Gibson a few years ago, when the 1 year where he was dropping it a lot. But yeah, no, I wouldn't say he was benched, because, like I said, they've always given McNichols and Rodriguez chances, and they've used 3 backs all year in the run game. So, you know, so the run game just didn't work at all. I mean, that's to me is the biggest problem, and it's 2 weeks in a row for the running backs. where it hasn't worked. And that's, to me, a concern now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the run game has been Jaden Daniels, which is fine because he can do it, but you'd like to see them be able to, you know, be able to, you're going to have to win. You don't want to have to rely on Daniels every week to have to do the things he's been doing, even though he can do them.
Talking to John Keim, ESPN.com, NFL insider, covers the Commanders. Speaking of the running backs, they should get Austin Ekeler back at one point. Where are we at with Ekeler?
Don't know yet. And I know he was out of practice a week or two ago, but don't know yet. So okay. I think that's always a hard one, too. When you go on IR with a concussion, like this, you just.
Yeah.
You know,
I would say he's probably not going to come back. I would say he's probably going to come back in the playoffs, but
we just don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, it's true.
Hard to even speculate.
All right, let me ask you about Lattimore. Your thoughts on his performance? He had three penalties, a couple back-to-back pass interferences. I thought the second call was dicey, but some of those calls on both sides, the roughing the passer on Carter when he just pushed Jaden was ridiculous. But to talk about Lattimore's performance, and then also, you know, he goes out of the game with a hamstring.
Yeah, and so we'll don't have an update on the injury. We'll know more later today, and it's just troubling when a guy who has a history of hamstring issues has a hamstring issue, and so like that definitely is troubling. The couple thoughts on that matchup. One, you're right. Like I didn't the first PI, the long one, you know, okay, that's legit. The second one was kind of iffy.
Yeah.
And I guess Greg Olson on the telecast was saying that, you know, was kind of complaining about that call.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's a very one of the things I like about the Eagles, how aggressive they are, and they're not going to back down from anybody. And you saw the Saints basically back down from throwing at Lattimore last week because they know him. They don't have quarterbacks who have confidence. They didn't have A.J. Brown. Well, these guys have A.J. Brown. You want to get him the ball, and you have a good quarterback in Jalen Hurts, so you're going to try and, you know, shoot. Pickett was going at him too. So that was going to be a tough matchup, and he's just a very good receiver. But this is why you have Lattimore. And there are a couple of times, like even on the first slant that was thrown to him, he jams Brown, and that disrupts the play. And, like, I haven't seen anybody here jam him like that. Mm-hmm. But he did do well against him. And I think the one thing that I would say for Lattimore's perspective, that an intense competitor, and you can see it in that matchup, that I think I would worry about other corners being defeated by a game like that, I don't think he would be at all.
Right.
So I think that's like, then a bigger picture, it's what they quote unquote the dog mentality. I think that's what you see. But A.J. Brown, you know, got the best of him yesterday. So, you know, and he's a very good receiver and he won that battle. But there were a couple of times where he broke up some plays too with it, but Brown had some big plays and, you know, there you go.
So your thoughts?
But I would say, like, I'm sorry, like, yeah. like with Lattimore, like you see things that make him a different corner compared to what we've seen here.
Oh, he's clearly an upgrade.
So that's why I say that, and I think he's like if there are other corners you would think it would open the door to questions. With him, it's just like, okay, this guy won the battle today. Move on to next week and see. But the hamstring is a concern. It would be a concern for me because again, he's got a history of it.
Can't imagine what the atmosphere was like yesterday at the stadium.
Oh, it was really good.
Was it crazy?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's been fun for a while because of what this team is doing and because of Daniels, right? You know, I think people just believe there's a chance. And it's funny because I was surprised early on in the game when you get down by two scores and the crowd was still in it. And I'm like, in the past, that would not have been the case because you just kind of knew, right? And I even kind of joked in the press box, like, this felt like a throwback game and not in a good way, right? Because the way they looked early on, I was like, geez, this is a disaster. And yet the crowd kind of stayed in it, and obviously the team did. But, yeah, it was obviously when they scored the touchdown to go ahead, it was kind of incredible. So been a good atmosphere. And the one thing I'll be curious to see is in the future, how much are they able to reduce the visiting fans like a Philly fan base? Because there are obviously a lot of Philly fans there. You know, after a year like this and with Daniels, people knowing what they have, how many more season tickets can you sell and start to reduce that number and create a better home field advantage for yourself? They've done well at home, too. That's the other key, too. Like, you know, they haven't played well at home in a long time.
Yeah.
John, so we had a caller mention Luke McCaffrey, and I just went and looked at the field position of the drives where they had kickoff returns. I mean, part of it was that this kicker doesn't kick it out of the end zone. And maybe it's by design, or maybe he doesn't have the leg. The guy doesn't have, you know, 50-yard field goals until yesterday. He hit a 50-yarder or a 51-yarder. I just looked at it. They started Washington when the other team kicked it off at the 40. Philadelphia's 43, the 33, the 37, the 39, the 35, and the 43. I mean, just shorter fields for Washington all day.
Yeah.
And that's a great point, and it's phenomenal. And yeah, the kickoffs, and it were good returns by McCaffrey and just like puzzling short kickoffs by them. And that's a great point. And that was the hard part early on is that they had some really good field position. They weren't really taking advantage of it as much, but they got it all game. So yeah, that I felt like I was on some of those the kickoffs. It was like when I'm on the golf course and you got 120 yards of the hole and you keep hitting it short of the green. Like that's what that looked like, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because it's just like those were just short. But McCaffrey did a good job, and the nice thing for them is with Eckler out, like that's where Eckler excelled as well. So for them to get that from McCaffrey and to find a way for him to contribute like that was good.
Just another injury thing. I'm curious, where are they at with Seibert? Is he going to end up coming back as the kicker? Zane didn't have any field goals yesterday. It was 4-for-4 and extra points. I'm curious what's going to happen with kicker moving forward.
Well, I think when he's healthy, he'll be the guy. But yeah, we don't that part. I don't know what his status is at this point. So again, another thing to start talking about this week. But, you know, it's funny because there's so much stuff that's been going on around this team with, kickers' wives giving birth on the same day and the RFK stuff and this thing and that thing. It's like, Austin Seibert's still around, too.
It's been a crazy year,
It has been. And, not in the way it had been in the past. It's been a better crazy. And just think about, like, what happened this weekend that, it's almost like there's been – 2+ decades of black clouds lifted and someone's kind of finally smiling on this franchise where you get, the bill for RFK passes or it gets to the president's desk to be signed. Right. And then you have this improbable comeback. And I know Jalen Hurts was out. They hung up and I tweeted this but they hung up 36 points on what a defense that I would consider as maybe the best in the league, despite having 5 turnovers. And having a 6th possession where you turn the ball over at midfield on downs, right? Like, that's kind of incredible that they hung up, that they scored that much.
Right.
With no running game.
Yeah. Teams that turned the ball over 5 times compared to 1. I know Philly had 2 fumbles. They had the fumble at the end, but I don't even count that. So it was basically 5-1. They probably lose 99.9% of those games.
Yeah, the last time they won, they did win with 5 turnovers in the game against Dallas. Was it 22 years ago? I think it's like 3 times since 1983. So it's kind of hard to do, and especially like that's a really really good team. It's not like you're playing Tennessee and you just you can't beat anybody with 5. Well, you just beat the team that's playing for home field advantage in the NFC and maybe can win a Super Bowl. And I know Eagles fans say, well, Jalen Hurts, well, yeah, that's true. The Eagles still scored 33 points. That's probably that's above their average. And this team hung up 36 despite. This is like, you're the basketball fans. Like, if your team – I'm a Cavs fan. If the Cavs turn it over 25 times and score 130 points, you're like, holy crap, how did that happen?
Right.
Well, I keep pointing this out, John, that a week ago the Eagles held the Ravens – the 13 points. The Ravens. The Ravens and Lamar Jackson, they held them to 13 points.
And they scored 36 with 5. And and again, the defense did a really good job
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And, you know, and it's funny because I know, again, Jalen Hurts, but it's not like he hasn't been criticized for his passing this year. Where he excels is when you get outside the pocket, he can make more plays and he's bigger so he can break tackles. And but they did a really good job on Barkley in the second half. It was 16 for 27. Like they
were able to focus on him. Yeah.
And like, right. If you, because like the line is still the same. Like they were running well in the first half after Hurts went out. You know, they have the best line in football. They have a talented group of pass catchers.
Yeah.
And they have the best running back in football. So you know, there's still a lot to contend with. It wasn't like they're facing Garrett Gilbert, who had been here for 2 days.
That's true.
John, yeah, man, enjoy it.
All right.
We'll 10 talk. And 5, right, first time since 1991.
Still got a big one on Sunday, but enjoy it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. You too.
It's John Keim. We'll talk to Grant Paulson a little bit later in the show for our colleague check-in. That's coming up at 8:20. Nate Davis, NFL writer for USA Today at 9:20. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. Where are the Commanders now in the playoff picture?
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.